Nobel Prize-winning playwright Dario Fo wrote Accidental Death of an Anarchist in 1970. The play was a comical farce with serious political overtones, and it caused an immediate sensation in Fo's home country of Italy. It has since been performed throughout Europe and the United States. This month, the Burning Coal Theater Company in Raleigh is performing the play. Mike Munger, chair of the Political Science Department at Duke University, has this review.
Summer's here, and the time is right for visiting the theater. I'm not talking about movies. I mean live people, acting. Get out of the house, away from the tube, and go see one of the many productions available in the next few months. I have one for you. Burning Coal Theater's Accidental Death of an Anarchist is at Leggett Theater at Peace College in Raleigh. Accidental Death is a farce. It's funny, but at its core, it's political. George Bush gets abused, but the play's target is larger than any person or party. Dario Fo's script is angry. Hierarchy, convention, politicians, the media, this play spills acid on everything. There are a few hooks to hang the plot on. The only sane and moral person is the crazy guy, the maniac. Philip Mutz is the maniac. Well, he was born to play this. It's demanding acting, having to maintain that level of manic power, driving the play along, moving the exposition, creating our only focus for sympathy. Mutz is terrific, a wayward orb in a broken pinball machine, one only he can make flash and ring and pop. The other characters are good too, but the script makes them cartoons. There's so much coming at you at once, you'd start to laugh about something from 10 seconds ago, but if you do laugh, you'll miss the next bit. Let me give you two examples. Both examples occur after the reporter, played by Lynn-Marie Guglielmi, comes on stage in the second act. I should note that her entrance sucks all the oxygen out of the room as it's supposed to. She's dressed more like a prostitute than a reporter. The police chief looks at her closely and demands, "Aren't you the theater critic?" She answers with her own question, waving her arms, "Isn't this a theater?" Yeah, we all laugh. Look, they've crossed the proscenium barrier and included the audience. It is a theater, so why shouldn't the reporter be the theater critic? But that's not what the line means, though it takes about 10 seconds to sink in. The police station is the theater. The characters write and rewrite the facts of the case, mocking the very idea of facts or justice. Why shouldn't the newspaper send the theater critic to write crime stories? Isn't the police station a stage, and we citizens just an audience? And then, a few minutes later, the maniac adapts, misquotes might be better, Pope Gregory the Great in this passage. "Like it or not, I will impose truth and justice. I will do everything humanly possible to make sure that the scandals are clamorously exposed. And do not forget that in the stench of scandal, all authority is submerged. Let scandal be welcomed, for upon it is based the most enduring power of the state." After that, the play goes on, but I couldn't hear anything for quite a while. This is the core message, Fo's enraged indictment. Remember how in the book 1984, the authorities would say, "We are at war with Oceania, and we have always been at war with Oceania." Orwell thought wars and battles would be a distraction that kept citizens from focusing on problems at home. But Fo's maniac says something else. Who needs Oceania when you have Michael Jackson or Tom DeLay? Scandals on TV, on blogs, on newspapers, those are our new wars with Oceania. There's constant war between celebrities, politicians, and the media, but they're all peeking at us out of the corner of their eye. It's as real as professional wrestling. The outcome's no more meaningful than the O.J. Simpson trial. But we are distracted, and that's really the point. Go see Accidental Death of an Anarchist. Then go see some other locally produced plays. The Triangle can have as active a theater scene as you want, but you have to go.
You can go see Burning Coal Theater Company's production of Accidental Death of an Anarchist. It runs through this Sunday at Peace College in Raleigh. Frequent contributor Mike Munger is chair of the Political Science Department at Duke University and reviews plays for us at The State of Things. And for today, that is The State of Things. If you have a comment about our show, perhaps you'd like to review it for us, you can send us an email at sot@wunc.org. Support for The State of Things comes from listeners who support North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. Thanks for listening. I'm Melinda Penkava.